This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Both houses of parliament witnessed multiple adjournments amid uproar by opposition parties over various issues, including the NEET paper leak case, on the first day of the monsoon session today. Later, the Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha were adjourned for the day. When the Lok Sabha assembled for the day at 11 a.m., the House paid tributes to six of its former members who passed away recently. The House also paid tributes to Father Emir of Qatar, Sheikh Hamad bin Khalifa Al-Thani. After obituary reference, when the Speaker tried to take up the question hour, the opposition members, including from Congress and Samajwadi Party, raised the issue of paper leak of NEET examination. Mr. Birla urged the opposition to cooperate in smooth functioning of the House and maintain decorum, but the opposition members continued with their protest, leading to adjournment of the House till 12 noon, when the Lok Sabha House met after the sixth adjournment at 3 p.m. Similar situation prevailed in the House, forcing the chair to finally adjourn the House for the day. The Rajya Sabha also witnessed multiple adjournments before being finally adjourned for the day. The House today witnessed six adjournments over the NEET issue. In the Rajya Sabha, the proceedings began at 11 a.m. with the oath of the newly elected members. Union Minister of Law and Justice Arjun Ram Meghwal today introduced the Supreme Court Number of Judges Amendment Bill 2026 in the Lok Sabha. The bill aims to further amend the Supreme Court Number of Judges Act 1956 for increasing the number of judges of the Apex Court from the present 33 to 37, excluding the Chief Justice of India. In May this year, President Draupadi Murmu had promulgated an ordinance to increase the number of Supreme Court judges from 33 to 37. Earlier, speaking to media ahead of the commencement of the session, Prime Minister Narendra Modi today expressed hope that the monsoon session will be as productive as the monsoon itself, saying both play an important role in the nation's progress and the well-being of its people.
मॉनसून हो या मॉनसून सत्र अगर दोनों प्रोएक्टिव हो तो बहुत ही प्रोडक्टिव होते हैं और दोनों को प्रोडक्टिव होते हैं तो देश का कल्याण होता है जीव मात्र का कल्याण होता है साथियों पिछले एक महीने में देश ने अनेक सिद्धियां प्राप्त की है चाहे राष्ट्रीय हो अंतर्राष्ट्रीय हो और अब तो अंतरिक्ष भी हो भारत के लिए गर्व के पल रहे हैं
Union Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda today met the representatives of the protesters in New Delhi. In a social media post, he said that a proposal came from the protesters to hold talks with the government and the discussions have been ongoing since 11:50 a.m. this morning. The minister said that the meeting took place in a cordial atmosphere. An initial verbal discussion was held in detail with their delegation and they submitted a written petition to the government at around 4 p.m. President Draupadi Murmu and her Moldovan counterpart Maia Sandu today agreed to strengthen bilateral cooperation across key sectors including trade and investment, agriculture, healthcare, renewable energy, digital public infrastructure, artificial intelligence and innovation. Speaking after delegation-level talks in Chisinau, President Murmu described her visit as historic as it is the first ever state visit by an Indian president to Moldova. The Supreme Court is set to hear a batch of pleas today seeking a fair and time-bound investigation into the alleged embezzlement of donations collected for the Ram Temple in Ayodhya. According to the Supreme Court's cause list, four separate petitions related to the matter are scheduled to come up for hearing before a bench comprising Chief Justice Suryakant and Justices Joe Mallya Bagchi and V. Mohan. In Assam, the Indian Army has launched Operation Jal Rahat to support the government in large-scale rescue and relief operations as worsening floods continue to inundate several parts of eastern Assam. In Uttarakhand, the Char Dham Yatra is temporarily suspended for some time today as a precautionary measure due to adverse weather conditions. The decision was taken amid warning for heavy rainfall in several districts of the state, and there are reports of landslides at various locations along the Char Dham Yatra route. And that is the end of this news bulletin.